Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Mark chapter 7, verses 31 through 37. The Reverend Sean Smith is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. And they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears and after spitting touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one, but the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We use the spoken responsory printed in the bulletin. We know of no other God except the Lord in whom we trust. He does not despise us, nor does he take away his salvation from us. Let us seek his mercy with tears and humble ourselves before him. He does not despise us, nor does he take away his salvation from us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. He does not despise us, nor does he take away his salvation from us. From the Gospel of Mark, "And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, 'He has done all things well, even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak.'" Thus far our text. Please be seated. The Lord's miracles seem to leap from the prophecy of Isaiah. The ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute will shout for joy. This was a prophecy of the healing and renewal of Israel after the long, sad years of exile. God's people would be rescued from their pagan oppression, and creation itself would celebrate. The way in which Jesus performs this healing is also significant to those sensitive hearers and readers familiar with Jewish history in the Old Testament. Jesus put his finger into the man's ear. Even the magicians of Pharaoh knew that such mighty works performed were the very finger of God himself. The people understand. Through Moses, they read that the finger of God was a sign of God's action in the world. And through the prophets, they heard that deaf ears would be made to hear at the time of salvation. They saw that this was a sign and testimony that the salvation of their God had come. And it turns into a boisterous song of praise. He does all things well. We all have reason to join in this adoring praise of our Savior. By nature, we were all spiritually deaf and dumb. Because of the sin that is in us, we did not know our God and Savior, and we did not live in blessed communion with him. We remained deaf to the holy commands of his word that so earnestly desired to guide us in the ways of righteousness. We were mute in our praise of him. No fervent prayer or hymn of gratitude to his wondrous works came from our stammering lips. But by his boundless mercy, our God could not see us die in our sin-lost state. He has come to us with his enlivening word, saying to our deaf-mute souls, "Be opened." Now we can hear and understand with a believing heart his incomprehensible love to us dying sinners, and praise and glorify him for his great mercy toward us. The salvation of our God has come to his people. And Jesus still uses remarkable means to bring healing and rescue to his people. As he did for the deaf mute, he set us apart from the multitude when he brought us to a lively hope in the waters of holy baptism. And with intimate contact, he has placed something of his body into our mouth, not spittle, but his own precious body and blood. Together with the preaching of the gospel, these sacraments extend the power of Jesus right into our lives. For he does not despise us, nor does he take away his salvation from us. The salvation of our God has come. Healing always was and is a sign of God's love breaking into the world to bring greater healing and rescue to his people oppressed by sin, death, and the devil. In his word and sacraments, Jesus has come down to his people on earth, touching our hearts and bringing to birth faith and hope and love unending. There shall be no end to our astonishment. And through all eternity, our grateful song of praise shall ring out. He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Matthew Prince, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.